The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here, and it is an honor and a privilege to introduce Rose Gray. How are you?
I am still overwhelmed. I am still somewhat speechless. I am still in awe of the trip that just concluded on Thursday.
Remind people where you went.
I was in Antarctica.
The final continent.
The final continent had some great opportunities thanks to a guest who had a sign made up that said Antarctica 7.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So I got the opportunity to do that. And I jumped the gun a little bit, I have to be honest. So the way this works is you fly into Buenos Aires, then you go down to Ushuaia, which is the southernmost city on the continent.
Okay.
And then you do a two-day Drake sailing to basically the South Shetland Islands, and then you make a continental landing on Antarctica. Well, I got so excited in the Shetland Islands that I had the sign out, and then I thought, well, this isn't actually it yet, so sorry.
Kind of like how Columbus found America,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yes, just call me Columbus 2.1.
That's funny.
So that's what I did, and I am just telling you right now, if the listeners ever have an opportunity to do that. And Fox will do it again, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
I want more opportunities like that for our customers. It was unbelievable. But we had a group of 12. We started out with a group of 20, but we had to move the dates because the original ship we were supposed to be on hit an iceberg.
Oh my
in
goodness.
Greenland. Now, we heard a sexy story that it was damaged while it was taking supplies to Ukraine. I don't know that that's actually true. It would have been a better story. We actually had a Ukrainian captain, which was kind of fun. 198 total capacity on the ship. We had 168.
Okay.
168. And as David was leaving and I was coming in the studio, he asked me, how many people do you think it was their seventh continent? And in this lecture room, this theater, the Shackleton Theater on board, there were almost all of the passengers there, and they asked, how many people is this their seventh continent? And fully half the room raised their
hand.
So the other fun fact about this trip was there were 26 nationalities represented on this ship. That's another thing that just made this so special. And I'm going to tell you, the Americans were not in the majority.
Right.
Yeah. So there were people from all over the world flying down there to make this happen. So an absolute trip of a lifetime. We want to give out the phone number because a couple of the guests did promise they would call in. So
okay.
855-616-1620.
Yes.
Just call in and you will go to the top of the list. Isaac will take your call and you will go to the top of the list. If you call, we will take your calls because I'm still speechless. I'm not doing a very good job of describing
this.
When
did you get back?
Thursday at noon.
Okay, so it's you just got back.
I just got back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, 855-616-1620. If you were on the trip, we'd love to hear from you and get your perspective on it. I followed along on Facebook with all the photos you were posting. It looked amazing. Did you see any penguins?
So many penguins, I can't even tell you. We pretty much
saw... It seemed like every picture had a penguin in it.
It did.
Like, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're
like
pigeons here.
And the smell that I was concerned about is... True. It's a pretty stinky situation. But I've got to tell you, so there are six kind of penguins in the world, and I saw three of them.
Oh.
I could have seen four, but I hiked all the way up to the top of a hilly area, and the penguin was on the opposite side, the king penguin. No one knows why this king penguin was in the middle of all these Gen 2 penguins,
huh,
all by himself. It seemed weird, but I missed it. But I will tell you the other cool thing. Everybody on this trip was sharing photos. So we were airdropping photos to each other like
nice.
Crazy. And some of my pictures, and I do give credit to those people who did take the photos, weren't mine because I basically just had my phone. And phones are great now. I mean, I've got a really very nice phone that takes very good pictures. But there were some people that had cameras, lenses like, I don't even know how they could lift them. They were so incredibly heavy. But just a great trip. Buenos Aires, Ushuaia, crossing of the Drake Passage. We can talk about that later. Drake Lake going over, Drake Shake coming back. 8-meter swells. Convert that to feet, 26-feet swells. Literally half the ship was confined to their cabins. Yeah. Dinner was kind of interesting that night. But it was, again, I would do it again in a heartbeat, but I would never be the one that would say, I deserve to do this again. I would love for, again, thanks to Colleen for filling in for me those 2 weeks, because I couldn't do this if she wouldn't fill in. I would love for Colleen to have the opportunity to see and do this as well, because she, too, is probably looking for her seventh continent. So.
Yeah, I bet she is.
Yeah.
All right. So we'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620 is the Old National Bank talk and text line. When we come back, more of your calls and texts and more conversations about Antarctica. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
So Isaac's playing a little Christmas music. What was the weather like
this time of year? Okay, so here's the funny part. It's baby, it's cold outside, but it was warmer in Antarctica when you guys were having that cold snap by far. So think about this. I fly into Buenos Aires, it's 80.
Okay.
Then we fly to Ushuaia. It's in the 50s.
Okay.
It's their summer still, but that's their 50s. And then pretty much throughout the voyage, it was in the 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got colder than that while you were gone.
Oh, for sure.
That's funny. Okay. So somebody does ask here at 855-616-1620, where can we see photos of Rose's trip?
So what happened is I was posting them on my personal Facebook page, but what's going to happen is our marketing team is going to take my folder of photos and turn that probably into a post or two or three. If you just search me on Facebook, my privacy settings aren't that tight, and I think you can actually see the photos that I did post. But I will be doing some blogging, and I will be definitely sharing the entire photo library that the official photographer on board named Sandra, who was phenomenal, took. We're all going to get that, and we can share it. So that will end up being on our website as well. So stay tuned, more to come. But again, I think if you search me on Facebook or Instagram, you can see some of it.
What's your name again?
It's Rose Gray. G-R-A-Y.
G-R-A-Y, you can find her. All right, let's go to the phones here. Mark in Pewaukee, good morning. What's your question?
Hi, we're heading off to Punta Cana in a couple of weeks, and we've been there in the past. And I know when we did arrive, they had some type of like entrance fee into the country. Is that still the deal out there? Do you know?
I don't think it is, and I also don't think did you have to fill out some sort of arrival paperwork as well?
I believe so.
Yeah, and I think that's off the table too now.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We were in Punta Cana last year, and unless it was booked directly through Fox World Travel, which we did, I don't know if you guys had some fee worked in, but we didn't have to pay anything extra when we
got
there.
No. What we did do, Mark, some years back, and this was during the pandemic, and I did it because we were traveling with children, and they were doing random COVID testing at the time. There's a VIP program that you can buy into where they will come and get you, whether you come off the plane on a gangway or you actually deplane outdoors. Then they come with a golf cart, and they get you. And they bring you through customs and immigration, and you get to go to the head of the line. It's pretty expensive, and it was a lovely service, but the only reason we did it is because we had kids along, and we thought maybe we would then bypass the random COVID testing.
Do you remember what the cost was?
Yeah, it was about $60 a person one way.
Oh, yeah.
We did it. It was lovely. It was a lovely luxury, and I don't know that we would need it again. So,
is Punta Cana considered pretty safe yet?
Oh, definitely, absolutely. Because one thing to remember is, unlike some of the other resort destinations where there's a city attached to it, aka Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, Riviera Maya's got Puerto Morales or a couple. There's really no city attached to Punta Cana. It's really just a region. Yeah. So you can go into Higüey, if you recall. That's a place that you can pick up some fun excursions and things like that. But so at this point in time, I would say, yeah, because you're almost out in the middle of a region and you don't have a city attached to you.
Mark, when we were there last year, we did quite a few excursions off the resort, and including going into town a couple times and never experienced anything. It was very safe.
Yeah.
So awesome. Have fun. It'll be a great trip.
Safe journeys.
This will be our fifth time there.
Nice.
All right. Perfect.
So this is actually our 33rd all inclusive.
Oh my
wow.
goodness.
Wow. You could write a book. You could write a review.
Will you adopt me, Mark?
I should be your partner, Rose.
There you go.
There
you
go.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Thanks, All right, Mark.
Enjoy your trip.
Right,
thanks for listening. 855-616-1620 is the Old National Bank talk and text line. We got a text here we'll answer when we get back about nonstop flights. We'll also talk more about Antarctica because fresh in the mind of Rose Gray just off the plane on Thursday. And still haven't heard from anybody that was with you, and they need to call in because
exactly.
They promised they would.
They did.
If you promise, don't break that promise.
Thank you.
It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Dayton Kane here with Rose taking your calls and texts. Let's go over to the phone because Janet just called in from Waterford. Good morning, Janet. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning. Congratulations, Rose. Number 7's awesome.
Thank you.
My question is, we're traveling to Italy with you in September.
Oh, yay.
Super excited. There's 4 of us that are coming, and we listened to Jeff Wagner in January, and he really recommended the global entry.
Yeah.
But now that we've paid $100, it doesn't appear we can get an interview. What do you know about that whole thing?
That they're very, very backed up. And that their interview process is taking forever. As I was going through customs in Atlanta on Thursday, there was a lady who didn't even have an appointment. Now, it was my understanding that you had to at least have an appointment before they would talk to you in customs at an airport. And she didn't have an appointment. And she went up to them and said, I've applied. You've taken my $100 and I have no interview scheduled. Will you do my interview now? And they did it.
I've heard that entry at border.
Yep. It was my understanding, though, that you had to have an appointment on the book. So when it happened to me, I had an appointment for April and I was traveling in February. And they said to me, oh, I see you have an appointment for an interview, would you like to do it now? And I said, of course, yes. But this lady told me in line in front of me, she had no appointment and they still saw her.
Unbelievable. I'm thinking of taking a run down there on Monday and making some new friends.
There you go. You know what? It couldn't hurt. If you've got the wherewithal and the time, I would make it happen.
Okay, you do think global entry is a good idea.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, here, some people, in fact, the gentleman that interviewed me said, this has been around for a really long time, and apparently you've been in the industry a very long time. Why didn't you apply for this before? 2 reasons. I travel with my family, and I travel with groups. If I'm the only one with global entry, I'm still waiting on the other side for the rest of the people. But what this helps me now with groups, I won't ditch my family. I'm not that mean, but I will ditch the group because they can all go through. They can all go through the process by themselves. I'm on the other side. Now I know which carousel we're looking at. I know I can see Fox tags on people's bags, and I can start pulling them.
Okay, awesome. All right, we'll see. Can't get it. We're so looking forward to meeting you. It sounds like you know how to have fun.
Thank you. I'll do my best.
Sounds good.
Right.
Thanks, Janet.
Thank
have you. A great weekend. 855-616-1620. That is the Old National Bank talk and text line. We do have a text here that says, nonstop charter flights from MKE. Please mention days of the week flights leave to Mexico and the Caribbean.
Okay, so here you go. We have talked about this in the past. We're very lucky here in Milwaukee that our good friends at ALG, which is Apple Leisure Group, which is Apple Vacations and Funjet Vacations, as well as Southwest Vacations and a few others, offer nonstop service to so many warm places in winter. And the, among them are Cancun. So Sun Country offers Saturday departures, 7 and 14 nights, now through March 25th. We can also do Swift Air, which is Mondays, Fridays, and Saturdays. We can also do Swift Air, well, actually every day except Tuesdays. You can go to Cancun, okay? You can go Milwaukee to Cabo on nonstop on Mondays. You until the 3rd of April. You can go Milwaukee to Montego Bay Wednesdays and Saturdays until the 5th of April.
So there's a lot of different times. Where are you finding this information for people that want to know?
I just Googled applevacation.com, and I asked for charter flights from Milwaukee.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them.
Yeah. So Punta Cana, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Sundays, Puerto Vallarta, Fridays. So lots to choose from. And if I can go nonstop anywhere,
yeah,
I'm going
so
nonstop.
Much better.
I'm definitely going nonstop.
So much better.
Yeah.
Great question. Thank you for texting that in. We do have another one here. It says, can you please talk a little bit about the Bahamas? We're going there at the end of the month. We're staying at the Baja Mar. Is it safe to go off grounds to town and get cases of water at the grocery store? Are there things to do around there?
Yes. Yeah, so, yes, it's a safe place, but like any destination in the world, including Caribbean type destinations, it is your job as a traveler to stay vigilant and do smart things.
Right.
So crossbody bags, men, no wallets in your back pocket. And I'll tell you another little secret. People think that those cargo pants that have the packets on the side is a good place for your wallet. It's not.
No, because it's loosely fit and they can get in there without you feeling it.
Absolutely. So as much as this is probably not comfortable for gentlemen, your wallet in your front pocket is where you need to have that. Always being vigilant about your surroundings and what you're doing. And again, are people going to try to lure you in? Of course they are. The biggest thing that is so prevalent, if they see that you're wearing a wristband, many all-inclusive resorts make you wear a wristband,
yep.
And they can tell what wristband you were wearing. Is it a Ryu? Is it an Iberostar? Is it what brand are you wearing? And they'll say, oh, hey, come over here and talk to me. My cousin Luis, you might know him. He works there. And of course he doesn't. They just want you to come into their shop and buy things.
Now that you mention it, we stayed at the Azul Beach in Los Mujeres.
Yeah.
Puerto Morales. We didn't have to wear a wristband. It was the weirdest thing because I've never been at a resort that didn't require that.
As you start moving through the hierarchy, you were at a pretty high-end resort.
Yeah, it was at the Charisma chain. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
and everything was great. The food was awesome, but we didn't have to wear it. I was like, oh, that is awesome.
It's a pretty nice feature. You wouldn't think a wristband would be that big of an issue until you don't have to wear it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
It was nice. So, all right, great questions. We'd love to hear more. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank Talk and Text Line. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray is back this week, but now we take a break and go over to Mike Spaulding in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
You're as cold as ice.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. It's going to be a beautiful day, 36 degrees in Milwaukee, which has not been the case the last day or two. Let's go right to the phones, 855-616-1620, the old National Bank Talk and Text Line. We have Rose Gray back after being gone 2 weeks, so everybody wants to talk to you. Let's go to Michael in Hales Corners. Good morning, Michael. Looks like you were on the trip with Rose.
Oh, yes, I was. Hello, Rose.
Hey,
how are you doing today?
I'm good. How's your jet lag?
I came home and I slept for 4 hours at 12 noon and woke up at 4 and then started taking everything out of the suitcases and everything. But awesome trip. I highly recommend it. I know it's expensive, but it's something that I think everyone that has the opportunity and the money to do it should do. It's even though I call it the long wait, you have two, three days to get there. And, you know, it's just awesome. It's a chance to to see God's creation right in front of you.
And even though we had the Drake shake coming back, you would do it again in a heartbeat, right?
I would do it in a heartbeat. Actually, I would probably do, since I've done the first one, I would do the Falkland Islands and South Georgia, and then swing. You only get to do the Drake once because you bypass it because you're going east.
Yeah. I mean, that we definitely had some challenges. Let's be honest, right, Mike? I mean, getting up and getting geared up to get on a Zodiac twice a day was pretty strenuous.
Absolutely. And actually, on the last day after doing several Zodiac cruises, I finally was able to put my life jacket on by myself.
Mike's locker was very close to mine. And the way that this works for the listeners is they put us in four color groups and they alternated them daily so that the first group wasn't always the same. You sometimes had to wait your turn to get on a Zodiac. And Mike and I had a chance to be in the locker room, or the mud room, as they called it, a couple times. And we finally figured out how to get Mike's life jacket on.
Yeah, I'm probably the senior person there, maybe a little senior, but you got to do it while you're young. 65 is a good age to say, let's go, because there are challenges in getting out, in and out of the Zodiacs. There's challenges of putting on all of the equipment to keep you warm. And it's just, it takes effort to get there. It takes effort to participate in all the activities.
But well worth it. It was exhausting. It was four straight exhausting days. But we got through it, Mike. And thanks to Mike, we all got to take a picture with the Antarctica 7. So for those of us that it was our seventh continent, Mike provided a sign for us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and besides that, when I had the sign out on the continent of Antarctica, and people saw that I had the sign, they would come out, can I hold the sign? Can I have a picture? Can I have a picture? I think I gave out about 7 additional pictures of people wanting to hold the sign. They had said, hold it up, give me the camera, tell me what you want to push. I'll push it 3 times and move on. Next.
So, yeah, it was wonderful. It was great traveling with you, Mike. Mike is an adventurer. He was with Colleen in Egypt in October.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Mike, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
You too. All right. Jumping over to Sarah in Delafield. Good morning, Sarah. What's your question?
Good morning. It's about Italy, and we are planning to be there in Florence and wanting to do day trips. Wondered what, can you just, you know, decide one day I want to go to wherever, and what company do you recommend, or does it all need to be planned now before we leave?
And what, I'm sorry, what month are you traveling?
March or April.
Okay.
Okay.
So March and April are pretty low season. And so you probably will be okay with regard to capacity of the tours that you're looking at. There's a couple of different companies, one of which is called Viator, that we use pretty regularly. You can also go on TripAdvisor. They actually now have a company that provides trips as well. And because they're TripAdvisor, one would certainly hope they've vetted those companies very well. But lots of things to do. So you could take a Tuscany day trip, which would be fun. You'd go to the vineyards. You'd go to Pisa, probably. Maybe have lunch somewhere along the line. There are cooking classes galore. Pizza making, pasta making, those kinds of things. Lots, because of it's in a wine region, lots of wine tasting opportunities in the Tuscan countryside. You could take a day trip to Cinque Terre. Cinque Terre is one of my absolutely most favorite things to do. That's going to be a little bit of a drive and a little bit of a long day, but easily well worth it. So take a look, as I said, at Viator, TripAdvisor. They do offer day trips, and then they will also give you some background on as to what kind of activities you're going to be doing, what the strenuous level is going to be of this particular tour, and then they might even give you some insight as to whether or not you really should book this in advance, or you can book it. Are you staying in a like a villa or a hotel or what?
An Airbnb kind of place.
So then the thing about the Airbnb is you have to be a little bit on your own. You don't have a concierge. Like if you stay at a hotel,
right,
you've got the concierge desk. So you may want to have those booked in advance.
Okay. Okay. Any place in particular? Well, you mentioned Cinque Terre. Any place else you highly recommend?
Probably Pisa. I would definitely go to Pisa. And then you're going to be in Florence, so you're going to go to Accademia and see the David and all of that, I presume?
Yeah, of course.
Yep. And again, I love doing the cooking classes. Oftentimes they're at a farmhouse out in the country. Sometimes they take you along on the shopping excursion to buy the ingredients. Sometimes those are already provided. But all of that is great. Go to the Chianti region and do some tastings. And it's a fabulous place to hang out. I love it so much, I'm going to do it twice in September.
Oh, yeah.
So, but what you're saying is if we decide, wake up one day and decide we just feel like doing something, it's okay to book that day.
Yep. Just to give you an example of how some people are really good at flying by the seat of your pants, I met some people in Ushuaia that were getting on one of the expedition boats, and they booked it online 4 days before we were getting on board. It took 4 years for me to get on the Antarctica trip. Took them 4 days. So, yeah. It's off season, so you should be in good shape.
Terrific. Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. And Jason, but speaking of off season, can we tell them what I'm doing tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m.?
Yeah, what are you doing, Rose?
I'm going to be on national television.
Oh, just a small thing.
Sure.
Why? What's going on?
So, do you know Fox Weather First Weekend?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, my husband, who is a junior meteorologist, loves anything weather. And okay. So this it's Fox Business. On my Spectrum network, it's 82, channel okay. 82. And it's Fox Business. But on the weekends, they do Fox Weather First Weekend.
Okay.
And they reached out and asked if I would talk about what it's like to travel to Europe in the winter. So,
And there you go. You've done that before.
I've done that before. And this is a perfectly, the Florence question and going off season is a perfect segue to remind everybody that if you're not doing anything tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. or thereabouts, Central Time, and 8:30 Eastern time, I will be on Fox Weather First Weekend.
If you ever wondered if Rose was truly an expert in her field, this proves it.
That's right.
Nationwide, out of all the people in the world, they picked her to talk about this.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm the only crazy person that would get up on a Saturday morning to do it.
We have a huge line of texts lined up here, so we'll get to those coming up next. 855-616-1620 if you want to participate. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
We are back with Rose Gray, more popular than ever. The phones are lighting up. The texts are coming in. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? You've been gone for 2 weeks.
I guess. And you know, you go to Antarctica, you become a national TV star, and everybody wants to talk to you.
You and Aaron Rodgers right up there together with people wanting to.
Oh, yay. Put me in that category.
Retire.
No, I will not only not retire, I will be truthful and honest with you from the beginning.
There we go. Let's go to Betty in Milwaukee. Good morning, Betty. What's your question?
Yes, we are planning a trip to Czechoslovakia in May. It's a pre-trip before a small group trip. And right now we have to make our own plane reservations of flying into Munich. And then I'd like to take the train from Munich to a small town called Domelici or something close to that in the Czech Republic. It looks like a train goes to that destination, but can you make reservations ahead to make sure you can get on a train? There's several trains. It looks like they run about every 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. And
if you're playing,
what time of the year is this?
May.
Yeah.
Early May.
I am, as I get older, my freelance fly by the seat of my pants way of traveling is kind of going by the wayside. And in my younger day, I might have just said, I'll grab any one of those trains. But I'm getting more conservative, and I like to have things planned out a little bit more. And so I would make a train reservation.
Okay. What if your train or your plane is late?
Well,
which happened to us last time we flew, and we would have missed our train.
Well,
do they let you?
Yeah. If you have a point-to-point ticket, what you want to do as you do the research, either work with a travel consultant or you're working with Rail Europe directly, find out what the penalties are, because just like airline tickets, there are different categories of rail tickets, and each one of them has a different set of rules. And if you buy a little bit more expensive ticket, you have the flexibility to make a change without a penalty.
Okay. And you don't have to have a number or anything to talk to Rail Europe.
I don't. I would just Google Rail Europe. We have a special line that is just you have to have a travel agent number to be able to talk to them. But there's usually an opportunity for you to do an online chat as well. So RailEurope.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great trip, Betty. Thank you for calling 855-616-1620. We have to take one more break. When we come back, Steve in Heartland has a question about Antarctica we're going to get to, and we're going to get to these texts if we can. Busy, busy today.
Yeah, I know.
Rose Gray is back. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Oh, the weather outside.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Rose Gray is back from Antarctica. Did it snow a lot while you were there?
Very little, actually. We had rain one day because it was in the mid-30s.
Okay. So is this like their summer?
This is their summer.
Okay.
Yeah, this is their summer. This is why you go when you go. So pretty much November through March is when you want to go. Otherwise, it's just too cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do have a question about that. Steve in Heartland, good morning. What's your question for Rose?
Morning. Going to Antarctica in 2024. Waited 5 years. You booked it originally in 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
Question for you is there, if you can think of it, is there any one thing that you wish you had that you didn't?
You know, I thankfully, we saw this before we went to break, so Dayton and I could kind of talk this through. First of all, I wasn't going to bring any Bonine or Dramamine because I have never been seasick a minute in my life. And I did bring non-drowsy Bonine, and I did take it on the return because we had pretty bad swells on the way back.
How high did you say that?
8 meters.
Eight meters.
So I did take that. I would say that I had too few long-sleeve thermal shirts along that I kind of had to keep recycling the same two. I probably would have brought 4 of those. I probably also would have had some kind of a neck gaiter that I didn't bring along. I didn't have a scarf or something for my neck. I had a turtleneck, and that helped. But on the days when we were kind of whipping through the water on those Zodiacs, I kind of had wished I would have had something around my neck a little bit more. I spent a ton of money on expensive boots because they said that we needed to have rubber-soled warm boots. And there was no place for us to wear them. You wore them. I wore them every day from my cabin to the mudroom because then you get down there and you put the boots on that they provide. So I would not have spent the money on the very expensive rubber-soled boots that I bought. I'm glad that I also had a long the waterproof pants, which honestly, they basically took us into a room day one as we were crossing the Drake and said, you have to show us your waterproof pants because if you don't have waterproof pants, you have to go to the gift shop and rent some.
Okay. Well, you're down the list. I think I've pretty much researched it to death considering we booked it 4 times. So you hit all the nails on the head. So.
Good. Oh, just have the best time and call when you get back. We love the stories.
I hope for your sake, Steve, that it happens.
Yeah, so do I.
You are due, my friend. Thanks
right,
for listening
thanks.
To the show. Have a great weekend. All right, a couple more questions about Antarctica. Somebody texted in, did you see whales?
Not as many as I would have liked. So I actually had 3 connections with people who were traveling to Antarctica prior to my trip. 2 of them saw a lot of whales, and 1 of them saw some whales. We saw lots of spouts. We saw some fluke, which is the tail.
Okay.
We saw no orcas. We saw humpbacks. But this is not for lack of trying. Let me tell you, these Zodiac drivers, these team expedition leaders, would go to the ends of the earth to find the whales. When there was a report that there were whales someplace, And we were on a cruise. You do Zodiac landings and you do Zodiac cruises. So the landing means you're going to get out of the boat. And as Mike told you, this is definitely an athletic feat, getting in and out of the boats. They teach you how to do the seaman grip, which is you don't grab somebody's hand, you grab their forearm,
right,
you know,
right,
that. And you get in and out of these boats, and they don't mess around. This is no time for giggling or laughing or saying, I didn't do it right. They want it to be done the way they want it to be done.
You fall in that water, that's not going to be good.
Nope. And these guys who are helping hold these Zodiacs have big chest-high, completely neoprene, water-resistant, waterproof waders and those kinds of things. So, yeah, it's... They do not mess around. This is life threatening conditions, and they don't mess around.
All right, we'll wrap it up with this text that said, "Thanks for giving us a trip of a lifetime, Dan and Bonnie."
Oh man!
So let's talk through how do people. We talked a lot about it in our article about Fox World Travel. What do you guys do, and how do we get in touch?
So we
with
do
you?
Everything. We do. If you still need to get out of this weather because you didn't make a plan, it's not too late. You want to go someplace in February, March, or even early April, now's the time to be talking to one of our experts. 866-GO-FOX-GO. We're there on Saturdays now. This is a seasonal thing. We do business travel. We do meetings and incentive travel. And I'm on the sexy side of the business where we do vacation travel to Antarctica and parts beyond.
Nice.
So, yeah.
You do destination weddings too. When we were in Mexico this time, every day on the beach there was a wedding. Every day. Like, not exaggerating.
Well, and I think that's because people are realizing that weddings here are just so incredibly expensive.
Why not take
roll the honeymoon into the wedding and make it happen. So, well, we can do it all. We're there on Saturdays. We're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Reaching out to us online is a great way to do it because they sort through those and give those inquiries to the perfect person who can ask the question.
I hate to ask, are you here next week?
I am here next week.
Oh, hey, all right.
And then we can talk about other things besides Antarctica.
Well, yeah, we had a lot of texts we didn't get to. Thank you for listening today, but call us back next week every Saturday, 9 o'clock. You can find it right here, the Fox World Travel Show.
Thank you.
See ya.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.